Look at us already getting it going on a Thursday. And a happy one to all who celebrate.
It's why we love today.
I love it.
Oh,
yeah.
He's ready.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
It's opening day. Got to be ready.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the 26th day of the third month of 2026. 32626. It's kind of fun for no reason. 85 in, 280 left to go. 6 days until the start of April. And April Fool's Day.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Yeah.
Apparently, you're blushing bride into all this.
Yeah, she's the prankster.
Oh, boy.
Who would have guessed that?
Uh-huh. She liked the physical humor.
I knew I had met my match.
Everyone's invited.
No, just you, because it's a prank, and yes, we don't...
Yeah, yeah, we're not even in on...
It is 10 days until Easter.
Aw.
Today, of course, is baseball opening day. For your Texas Ranger.
The baseball.
On the road in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. That'll be a 3:05 first pitch.
I hope they're careful. It's dangerous up there.
Yeah, it ain't no Chicago.
Time to talk about well, sports.
Yeah, let's talk some serious sports.
Go Rangers. Go Rangers. Go Rangers. Today is also spinach day.
Ooh, like Popeye?
That would be the spinach.
Mm,
yeah.
Okay.
In various forms. It doesn't say if it's like the fresh or the leafy or that's the canned. If it's canned, I'm out. I'm out. I'm out on the can.
Yes.
Nobody likes the can. Mm-mm. It is Live Long and Prosper Day.
Sounds like a plan.
Do the hand thing. Legal Assistance Day.
Everybody hates the lawyers until you need one.
If you were to double up on it, it would be Pair Illegal Assistance Day. Sorry. Not sorry. National Hug a Ghost Day.
I don't know that people are really going to like that. Apparently, ghosting is the new thing in dating. It's
what about hugging a studio mouse?
No,
alleged
we're not
studio
hugging
mouse.
Any of that.
Alleged studio mouse. I was cautioned yesterday.
You were cautioned?
It's unconfirmed. On this date in history, things happen. 1827, Beethoven dies.
Dang it! He was doing so well.
On this date in 1885, the first ever movie was produced.
A moving picture.
A talkie. No, not yet. On this date in 1953, Dr. Jonas Salk announces a vaccine to prevent polio.
Look at you go!
On this date in 1964, no vaccine, Barbara Streisand debuts on Broadway. 1971, the Rolling Stones Lips and Tongue logo appears for the first time, used on a VIP pass for their show at the Monkey Club in London, baby. Yeah, I like that picture. Mm. They say it is the, to this day, the most recognizable logo in the world.
Even more than McDonald's?
Yes, that's number two.
Wow.
That's number two. Number two. On this date, 1973... The Young and the Restless debuts on CBS.
Or was it all a dream? Did it ever debut at all, Ken?
Wonder if they had a studio mouse.
I wonder if they had feedback.
On this date in 1997. Oh, that's okay. A couple of peak late
6'7".
Now you're forcing it.
Okay. I like it.
Peak. Grim, infamous late 90s news stories. 97, it was the Hale-Bopp Comet and the Heaven's Gate cult.
Ooh.
Did not end well. 1999, it was the end of Dr. Jack Kevorkian. Boy, that was late 90s fun, wasn't it? On this date in 2007, the design for the Forever stamp was unveiled by the United States Postal Service.
And that was it. No more. More upgrades, no more price increases.
Didn't really think that out, did they?
No. Nope.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. Will you pay for our gas? More on that coming up on the way.
Excuse me.
And your friendly post office helping you. A lot of birthdays today. First of all, in country music land, 71 today. George Strait's compatriot, Dean Dillon. Very nice.
Happy birthday, Dean.
70 today, Charlie McClain. She originally sang Who's Cheating Who and stuff like that. Yeah, we might spike that in a little bit. Big one today, and we'll celebrate it musically as well. Kenny Chesney's 58. 58 today for the Suntan Man.
How did that happen?
I have no clue.
I'm
afraid. Live long, please. Elsewhere, You've got the Dr. Phil Cash Me Outside girl, Danielle Bregolgi.
Oh, yeah.
23 today.
She's the bad baby now, isn't she?
How about that?
B-H-A-D.
How's that working out for you? Actress Keira Knightley is 41. Soprano star Michael Imperioli, 60. Former NBA great John Stockton, 64.
That's the basketball.
Jennifer Grey, 66 today.
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
Former NFLer Marcus Allen, 66. Lisa Gibbons, 69. Martin Short, 76 today. Bless him. Yes. Vicki Lawrence, she's greatness, 77 today. Steven Tyler of Aerosmith, 79 today.
What?
And Diana Ross?
That's enough.
Is 82.
This is all too much for me.
There you go. Play ball. And we play Will It Float? Woo! What goes in next?